Well, good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio, and that was a lovely little contra dance by Mozart. Hope you're all doing well. What is a contra dance? Well, your dear old host, Destiny, is here to tell you that a lot of those contra dances that you've heard in recent times are actually from old folk music, which is kind of nice. Mozart, in particular, wrote a bunch for Vienna carnivals. So they're fun little things. I thought we could start the morning off with some fun. We will hear a suite of other folk dances around 9:45 from a much more recent time, though. A suite of English folk dances. So I've got a nice, light, fun hour. Oh, and as soon as I said light, then I realized Beethoven was coming up. Well, even he had his light moments. In fact, this is something that he wrote when he was younger and in good spirits and could still hear, actually. This is a string trio. Even though he was writing quite a bit of piano music at the time, he still wrote something for just three string players. This is string trio number three, and the name of the group has dubbed themselves the Beethoven String Trio as well. So let's enjoy it together, now on Kansas Public Radio. Beethoven's String Trio No. 3 here on KPR, performed by an ensemble that dubs themselves the Beethoven String Trio. I remembered I used to call that the Rub-a-Dub-Dub Trio because of that rhythm, that very interesting rhythm that just, it's like it's, did I say Rub-a-Dub-Dub? I totally meant Rub-a-Scrub-a-Dub. There we go. I screwed it all up. It's very scrubby because of the rhythm, you see. Yes, musicians in their inside, I don't know what you would call them, inside baseball. We're all just a bunch of crazy people. Ernest Tomlinson, also known as Alan Perry, has two names. Maybe he was crazy. Just kidding. But he's got a crazy first suite of English folk dances that is super fun. He's actually conducting himself. We will listen to that in just a second. I'd like to thank some of our great supporters who are not crazy, who keep us on the radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the spring edition of The Counselors, featuring KU and Washburn Law students, April 23rd at 6:30 p.m., more at doleinstitute.org, and the KU School of Music, presenting Studio 76, celebrating music from 1976, featuring artists such as ABBA, Fleetwood Mac, Heart & More, May 1st, 7 p.m. at the Lead Center. More at music.ku.edu. All righty. And now for music conducted by the composer, Ernest Tomlinson, the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, his first suite of English folk dances from a more recent time, now on KPR. Ernest Tomlinson, also known as Alan Perry, the composer and the conductor of the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra here on KPR, playing a first suite of English folk dances. Fun indeed. I like that a lot. I thought since I opened the hour with a Mozart contra dance, which essentially is early folk music, I'd throw in something from more recent times. And well, now it's time to end the hour with another Mozart contra dance played by the Empire Brass. Let me think a supporter and then we will listen. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, hosting Weird Science with Mary Roach, author of Replaceable You, Adventures in Human Anatomy. Thursday, April 23rd, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Details at lplks.org. I had some weird adventures in human anatomy last week, but I lived to tell the tale. And now I live to play this Mozart for you. The Empire Brass, a contra dance on KPR. No, you did not lose your mind and transport from Mozart's time to the early 1900s here on KPR. There was a little computer gremlin that decided it wanted to hear two things at once. So I'm not sure what came out on the other side of that, but I do know that you got to hear a Mozart contra dance at the very least, played by the Empire Brass. I am Destiny. Hope you are doing well on this Tuesday. Next hour, similarly to yesterday, I have another Haydn symphony that I discovered hasn't been played in a while on KPR. So I think you will like it. Leonard Bernstein and the New York Phil will be conducting it, so it will be a very rousing rendition, shall we say. And if We've also got a cello concerto next hour and live music in the 11 a.m. hour. So you can't go anywhere. This is KPR.
After 240 years, Pittsburgh's biggest newspaper was going to close down until a nonprofit focused on local news stepped in.
Great journalism, if there's not scale, if there's not a lot of readers, if it's not being read, doesn't really have an impact.
I'm Juana Summers. We hear from the new owners of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. on KPR. We're live, we're local. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsworth Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the KC Civic Orchestra presenting Musical Paradise, featuring UMKC Choirs and Village Presbyterian Chorus, April 26th at 3 p.m. at Heltzberg Hall. Open to the public. More at kccivic.org. And the Blue Collar Press, located in Lawrence, Kansas. Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising from design to production to fulfillment. More info at bluecollarpress.com. And if you would like to be a sponsor of Kansas Public Radio and hear your name or your business read on the air, it's easy. Just go to our website at kansaspublicradio.org. We rely on you, our dear community, to keep us going. NPR News up next, and then more classical music on KPR.
California says her 16-year-old Adam started using OpenAI's ChatGPT for help with his homework, college applications, and how best to end his life. With ChatGPT's support, he hanged himself a year ago.
ChatGPT did what it was designed to do: sycophantically validate and encourage everything Adam said, and above all, keep him engaged.
Now she's suing OpenAI and encouraging state and federal legislation. The Trump administration has tried unsuccessfully to impose a moratorium on states enacting any kind of AI safety rules. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro.
On Wall Street, stocks have turned negative. The Dow is down 50 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Barrios Mangores, La Samaritana here on KPR. Vorhurst on guitar. Oh, such a pretty way to open this hour. Good morning. I am Destiny. So happy you're here listening with me. It's about 67 degrees out and the sun is out, but I can see the trees a-blowing. It looks quite windy here in Lawrence, Kansas. I've got a cello concerto this hour. Lots of fun music. I'd like to start by thanking some of our great supporters. We have quite a few today, which is great. It's great to have supporters. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting the Laramie Project about the murder of Matthew Shepard and its impact on a college town, April 24th through the 26th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com. And the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the spring edition of The Counselors, featuring KU and Washburn law students. April 23rd at 6:30 p.m., more at doleinstitute.org. All right, a Haydn symphony that hasn't been played in a while on KPR, as I promised, like yesterday. This one is considered one of the masterpieces of his Paris symphonies, written in 1786. It even has a slow movement characterized as a capriccio, a term Haydn rarely used, you know, kind of like capricious, like the four-year-old that threw their ice cream cone at you. I don't know. So it's going to be an interesting listen. It's in four movements. We've got some slow, fast, slow, a little dance, and then, what do you know, a folksy final movement. Let's enjoy it together. Haydn Symphony No. 86, Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic. Should be interesting on KPR. Haydn Symphony No. 86 here on KPR, Leonard Bernstein in the New York Philharmonic. Haydn always brings me joy. I try to bring you joy with all of my music, as I will with this Boccherini. It's not my music. It's actually Boccherini's. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. And I'm excited because I've been welcoming some local students from Park. They are here to play in the 11 a.m. hour some really, really great music. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, hosting Weird Science with Mary Roach, author of Replaceable You, Adventures in Human Anatomy, Thursday, April 23rd at 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall, details at lplks.org, and the Lead Center, welcoming folk singer-songwriter John Gorka and his trademark wordplay Sunday, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. Janosz Starker, a great cellist, when he was at the Santa Fe Festival Orchestra, he played Luigi Boccherini's cello concerto. We get to hear it now on Kansas Public Radio. Luigi Boccherini's cello concerto here on Kansas Public Radio. Janosz Starker, the cellist, performing with the Santa Fe Festival Orchestra. I'm Destiny. So glad you're here with me this hour. Join me for next hour. We have live musicians. That's right, real live people in the live performance studio. String players, of course, my favorite. Even a viola duo. And you know how much I love the viola. That'll be nice. Some violin and piano music. And everyone's favorite, Sassoon's Introduction and Rondo Capriccioso, the students of Park International School of Music. It's going to be a great hour. So like I said, don't you go anywhere. We are up to 70 degrees. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
After 240 years, Pittsburgh's biggest newspaper was going to close down until a nonprofit focused on local news stepped in.
Great journalism. If there's not skill, if there's not a lot of readers, if it's not being read, it doesn't really have an impact.
I'm Juana Summers. We hear from the new owners of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts at 3 p.m. today on KPR with your host, local host, Alora Lorson. We're live. We are local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the Lawrence Community Orchestra, presenting Music for Mom. Musicals, operas, and movies, Sunday, May 10th at 4 p.m. at South Park. Open to the public, info@lawrenceorchestra.org. All right, I'm about to head over to the live performance studio after the news. We will get started with music right out of the news. It'll be some Schumann for you here on KPR.
Incident. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the live performance studio. This is Kansas Public Radio. We are going to dive right into music, and I will excitedly announce to you who all is here. Let us begin with the first movement of Schumann's Violin Sonata here on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
Wow, amazing. Here on Kansas Public Radio, that was violin and piano sonata, shall I say. Quite a fantastic piano part and violin part together by Schumann. Lolita Lisovskaya-Sejevich, the director of collaborative piano from Park, is here, accompanied with lots of amazing string students, all from Park. That violinist was Yuren Zong. Wow, there's so many of you here in the room. I am Destiny in the live performance studio, and I cannot wait to hear all of this music. I am joined. Hi, Gus. How are you? How about you tell us while we're getting set up what this concert is for, when it is, all the good stuff. So listeners, you know, they're going to be inspired by what they hear, and they're going to want to come to the concert. It's April 24th, right?
It's April 24th at the 1900 building in Missions, Kansas. Actually, is featuring all the string studios for the International Center for Music.
All of them?
All of them.
Wow.
From Professor Vencejevich, Professor Daniel Weiss, Professor Peter Chang, and Christine Grossman. Actually, it's quite an honor to be here. It becomes a tradition.
And yeah, we love having you guys.
We try to have a variety of the repertoire, of the string repertoire, from the Baroque period to modern music. We're going to have some composition by Grier. Mm-hmm. We have something from Waxman, Beethoven. We just hear Schumann. And we actually are going to give in tickets for people who are listening. We have actually general admission is $30 and student tickets for just $10.
Oh, great. Yeah. Where can people get tickets?
At the ICM website.
Okay.
You go to ICM. Park.edu.
ICMPark.edu. Okay.
Go to events.
Events.
Recitals.
Recitals.
And, and you can purchase the tickets.
Okay, great. ICMPark.edu. Yeah. Did I get that? Okay. And I think we're still, you know, there's lots of moving parts in this music studio while we're all getting ready. Could you also tell us, right after that, you're closing your season on May 1st, right?
Yeah.
With another former student.
Former student.
Yeah.
Actually, it's our last concert for the season is with Betzotan Mudairov, our artist in residence. He's a Park alumni, student of Professor Stanislav Yudenich, our founder.
Wow.
Well, he actually is one of the most known pianists.
Yes.
As we know it. He has been with us, I mean, since he was one of the first students.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he still keeps with us.
That's so great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. I love when we have live performers in the studio, and Park has just such an exquisite group of young musicians and professors, and we are going to hear two more of them right now. I, being a violinist, actually have a soft spot for the viola. I love the viola because of its low, rich, and deep sound. And right now we are going to hear Victor Diaz and Jana Korsukina play a lament for two violas, composed by Frank Bridge. Let's all enjoy it together, now on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
Wow, that was magnificent and so gorgeous. Here on Kansas Public Radio, a lament for two violas composed by Frank Bridge. We are in the live performance studio. That was Yana Kroshukina and Victor Diaz, both on viola. Oh, so great. And I'm here with Gus. Gus is going to remind our amazing listeners about our concert, your concert, our concert. No, I'm like, I feel a part of it now.
Well, you know, we are part of the Kansas City community.
Right.
Part of the area. We've been here for more than 20 years.
Yeah.
Also, we want to acknowledge someone here today, Miss Lolita Lisovskaya Sayevich.
Yes.
We usually call her the gladiator of the program.
Ah, the gladiator.
Because besides Petzot, you know, our resident artist, she's the one who plays the most here.
Wow, yeah.
She plays with all the students, the faculties, master classes, recordings, compositions. Okay, she's everywhere.
Does she sleep? She says yes, thumbs up. She sleeps.
Well, you know, she actually was an ICM alumni.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she won several international competitions.
Yeah.
I guess it was the Iowa Piano International Competition back in the days. And the Chopin Competition in Europe.
That's amazing.
Back in her early 20s.
Amazing.
She has been, you know, mentoring many of the students you are hearing here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we are incredibly grateful to have her with us.
Yeah, we actually get to hear her again at the end of the program with introduction Rondo Capriccioso. That will be really nice. Yes, we're all like shaking our fists in happiness in the air. Everyone in this room is so awesome. So Park has their concert Friday, April 24th, mm-hmm. which features all of these students, every studio, 7:30 p.m. It's at the 1900 building in Mission, Kansas. Mm-hmm. And tickets are at, let me see if I remember this, icmpark.edu.
You can find them. And also you can find them at the 1900 building website.
Oh, okay.
If you put that and go to events.
Okay.
You're going to find us there as well.
Great. All right. Get your tickets, folks. Live music is not to be missed, especially from fantastic musicians. We have three little pieces, not little, actually, they're quite complex. Three pieces from eight by Glier for violin and cello. This is a violin and cello duo. They're going to perform the gavotte, the berceuse, and the scherzo. And we've got Mumin Turgenev on violin and Diorbek Nortajaev on cello. And they're smiling. They can't wait. Here we go on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
Nice, gentlemen. Here on KPR, 8 pieces for violin and cello by Glier. That was 3 of them. Diorbek Nurtojaev on cello and Mumin Turgenev on violin. I'm guessing they're playing all 8 at the concert,
yes,
right? Are you? Okay, very, very good. So, folks, this is the live performance studio on Kansas Public Radio, and I am joined with so many great students from PARC, the International School for Music, and they have a concert Friday, April 24th, 7:30 p.m., 1900 building in Mission. You can go to the 1900 building for ticket information. You can also go to icmpark.edu. Ah, see, Gus is here making sure I get it right. This is going to be our last performance of the hour, and Lolita Lisovskaya Saevich will be on the piano again. We'll get to hear her. And the violinist is Noelle Naito, playing a very virtuosic and I know many of you really, really like this one by Camille Saint-Saëns. It's his Introduction and Rondo Capriccioso. It is definitely a fun one. So without any further ado, I will let our wonderful musicians take it away here on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
amazing. That was Noel Naito here on Kansas Public Radio with pianist Lolita Lisovskaya-Seyevich playing Sasson's Introduction and Rondo Capriccioso. So many wonderful performances here today, everyone. I am in the live music studio with students from Park, and they've got a concert Friday, April 24th, 7:30 p.m. at the 1900 building. Gus, is there anything we need to tell the listeners that I have forgotten? Do you think?
Well, we want to make an announcement to, you know, this is going to be a very special concert for us because our cello professor, Daniel Weiss, is retiring this year after so many years of teaching ICM. Mm-hmm. He's going back to Prague. He has just filled up so many generations, not only in the cello studio, but also with chamber music, with performances. He was a great acquisition, not only for the program, but for the city.
Mm-hmm.
He has a long trajectory as a musician since he won the Silver Medal at the Tchaikovsky in the 70s. He came here with his wife. Many of the students you hear today in the radio have been influenced by Hitting one way or another. So this recital is going to be mostly dedicated to him.
That's nice. That's very sweet. Park has so full of so many wonderful teachers and great artists and competition winners and students, and it's a real treat to the community. So I would encourage folks to get your tickets and go Friday, April 24th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at icmpark.edu. They can also find them at the 1900 building. Gus, thank you so much for coming here today and for bringing everyone, and thank you to our listeners and supporters for making all of this possible, and of course, thank you to our engineers in there in that room who keep all this music on the radio, Jason Sloat and Chuck Smith. Yes, they're all like shaking their hands and bows in the air. Thank you so much, everyone. All right, we are going to head back over to Studio A, and Jeff is going to put on a lovely little petite suite for piano for you by Ebert. I am Destiny, coming to you from the live performance studio. This is Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being here. Haewon Chang on piano playing Ebert's Petite Suite here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this hour. I hope you enjoyed all of that live music from the students at Park and their great pianist, Lolita Lisovskaya-Seyevich. It was definitely fun indeed. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center presenting the Broadway musical Kinky Boots, with music and lyrics by Cindy Lauper and book by Harvey Fierstein today at 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu. And the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra presenting Spring Enchantment, featuring Elgar, Pierce, and Mozart's 39th Symphony All by Candlelight, Thursday, April 30th at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral. Tickets at kcchamberorchestra.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3 and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from Friends of the Press. Contributions to this program help sustain University Press of Kansas Publishing, including books on history, law, politics, and regional studies. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here. Jeff Watson's up next with more music for you on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington.